Earlier this month, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich ordered all pharmacies in the state that sell contraceptives to fill prescriptions for birth control and morning after pills. His emergency order came after two pharmacists in Illinois refused to fill prescriptions for the morning after pill, saying they were morally opposed to dispensing the drugs. Since then, at least two Illinois pharmacists and one Christian organization have filed suit challenging the governor's edict. Illinois State Senator Frank Watson, who is himself a pharmacist, assailed the governor's order as an infringement on a business decision and also on the pharmacist's right of conscience. An open struggle over conscience and pharmacology and the pharmacist's basic responsibility to patients is building in more than a score of states across the country. But for pharmacists, the conversation begins in school. Lori Rice, Associate Dean and Professor of Law and Ethics at the Pharmaceutical School at the University of California at San Francisco, joins us. Thanks very much for being with us, Ms. Rice.
Thank you very much.
Are there courses of ethical instructions in pharmacy schools, and are they standard from one school to another?
Right now, there are over 80 schools of pharmacy in the United States, and I would venture to say that all of the schools have some teaching of ethics. I teach specifically in a law and ethics class. There are other students that are in their third and fourth year of pharmacy school who sit in an ethics seminar, and that's where we really start talking more in depth about issues such as this. My other colleagues will also be addressing ethical issues, being culturally sensitive to different patients, how you talk to patients, your professional responsibility. So that really appears throughout the curriculum and not just in one specific course.
What about the specific case that is at issue in Illinois and potentially 22 other states across the country? A pharmacist who is morally opposed to birth control, refusing to fill a prescription for a birth control drug.
Most of the legislation that is under discussion right now does, as with the abortion rights for physicians and nurses, allow a pharmacist to decline to participate in the dispensing of prescription drugs when their conscience does not allow them to do so. At the same time, however, when a pharmacist declines, the pharmacies must have a referral mechanism so that they allow the woman in question to get this prescription drug from another pharmacy.
So an individual pharmacist might say, look, morally I can't fill this prescription, but the guy on the next shift can.
You know, the devil's in the detail here, and I think one of the issues is going to be, is a pharmacist who has this inclination going to comply with the law? So this is yet to be seen. They could still decline, and then we're not sure what will happen to this individual.
And have you talked about some of the debate over filling prescriptions for contraceptives with your students?
Yes, we have. On this particular issue, I really cannot think of any student who was of the opinion that they should have a right to deny a woman access to these medications. Now, at the same time, we've had more of a conversation around, is it ever going to be acceptable for students to based on their moral or ethical positions, to deny medication. And we have to think long term. There could become a situation where there is a medication that a woman takes specifically to abort a female fetus, let's say, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. There could be medication in the future that deals with euthanasia or cloning. So I think that in the back of everyone's mind, there still is a thought of there are a number of other medications down the pike that are going to have to require some thought about one's ethics and morals.
Are privacy questions part of ethics?
You know,
we've all seen the movies of the small town pharmacist that says, Mrs. McGillicuddy, your son was just in here buying a pack of Trojans.
Right.
And the kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are very, very rigid laws right now that deal with privacy issues. If a young woman came in for birth control, if the pharmacist decided that they really needed to moralize about that to the young woman, I would believe that that would be a breach of privacy, because that is not about the prescription drug. That is about one's moral and ethical opinion. The information that we try to convey to the students is use your professional judgment. And when you're not sure what that might be, think about what the reasonable and prudent pharmacist would do in this situation. And when you're in a bind, if there's an opportunity to have that kind of discussion with others, do so.
Dean Weiss, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lori Rice, Associate Dean and Professor of Law and Ethics at the Pharmaceutical School at the University of California, San Francisco.